The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now we'll listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Osama Al-Attar.
On the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal, on the year of the elephant, this world was blessed with the birth of the best of Allah's creation, the final of the messengers, Abu al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farjah. And also on the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal, it also coincides with the birth of the sixth Imam in the Shi'i school of thought, Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Our Prophet is a witness over the Prophets that they have conveyed their messages and they have informed people about him. Doesn't the Quran say about Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Isa in the Quran? وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَد صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدْ اللَّهُمْ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدْ. I am giving the news of a messenger coming after me. His name is what? He's giving his name. So people knew of him. They knew who he was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 82 or 81, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. When Allah took the covenant from the message, from the prophets, He took a covenant, an oath, ميثاق, on what? لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. When I give you the book, the scripture, and wisdom, the laws, meaning the laws, the ahkam. What do they have to do? ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه. And then comes a messenger who will approve of what was revealed to you. You will have to what? Believe in him and support him. قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري. قالوا أقررنا. Do you confess? Do you give the covenant? They said, we give the covenant. Allah then says, قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Bear witness and I'm also witnessing over you. So they have to believe in who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ يعني تَنْصُرُنَّ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. يعني not only Ahlul Bayt, not only Rasulullah, even Ahlul Bayt. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim ajma'i. And that's why, brothers and sisters, interestingly, if you read history, you know there were Jews in Medina, correct? But Jews are not from Medina. They're not originally from Medina, correct? Jews are from Palestine region, Egypt. They're in that region. When you read about Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf salamullahi alayhi, and so on and so forth. These prophets of Bani Israel, where were they? They're in that region, correct? So what brought them to Medina? What's interesting is they've read about the Prophet in their scriptures. They had books. They knew not only about him, they knew where he's going to be coming from. So they moved, a group of them moved. Some of them arrived to Khaybar. When they looked at Khaybar, they said, this is the place. So they stayed. Others said, no, that does not look like it. This is not the place. We're going to continue going. They continued until they arrived in Yathrib, which is the old name of Medina. Today it's called Medina, Yathrib. When they looked at the geography of the place, they said, this is the place. So they wrote a letter to the Jews in Khaybar. They said, come, we found a place. That place is not it. This is the place. They said, well, one, now we've settled in here already. So we've settled. When he comes, let us know and then we'll move. So not only did they have the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi there, they knew the place where he's coming from and the geography of the land in such detail that they knew exactly where it is. That's what brought them to Medina, to Arabia. And one day, one of the Jews gave a loan to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was heading to Salat of Dhuhr. He was going to the masjid. This man comes and holds Rasulullah like this. And he says, give me back my money. I gave you a loan, I want it back. He said to him, but it's not due yet. It's not due yet. It's later. He said, well, I want it now. I'm the owner of the money. Give it back. He said to him, I don't have it. He said, then I won't let go of you. He said, okay. خلص. The Muslims came. They said, what's happening? They told this man, how dare you do this? The Prophet said, wait, leave him. He wants his money, but I don't have his money. So khalas. So they said, what shall we do? It's time of Salat. He said, we'll pray here. So the Prophet prayed right there. Came Asr, prayed. Maghrib, Isha, he's praying there with this man. Until came the night. That night, this man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we had read in the scriptures that among the descriptions of the Prophet, the final messenger, is he is so kind, patient, and forbearant. I wanted to test this for myself. So that's why I came and I held on to you. To see how will you react. Now the Prophet in Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not just a religious leader, he was a political leader. Here is a man who comes to the political leader and he holds him like this for hours. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so patient with him, so patient. He said, I have never seen a man who is so patient like you, who is in your position. The Prophet could have just signaled, finish him, and they would have finished him. But he didn't. So he said, you know what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. He said that I believe that you are indeed a messenger of Allah. So the Prophet is not just a witness over his nation, he is a witness over the previous prophets as well, that they have conveyed the message about him. The third, he's a witness to the greatness of his religion. When people look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, his manners, his akhlaq, his message, they realize he indeed is a man of honesty, a truthful person. Even people who don't believe in him. You know, interestingly, here we have a book called The Hundred, a ranking of the most influential persons in history by Michael H. Hart. Now, he is not an academic, although he does have a PhD in astronomy, he has a law degree, but he's not an academic. However, what's interesting about this book is someone who's from outside, and he's just looking at the 100 most influential people in history. Okay. What does he say? At number one, he says, the number one most influential person that I have chosen is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Number one, he says in the first sentence, my choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others, but he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and secular levels. So, somebody who is outside the circle. He's not a Muslim. Okay. Thomas Carlyle, a British historian, back in 1840, back then, he gave a series of lectures titled The Heroes. One of those series was dedicated to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He called him, the only difference is he, because at that time, 1840, it was the Ottoman Empire. So instead of saying Muhammad with a D, he called him Muhammad with a T. That's the only difference. He says, It is a great shame for anyone to listen to the accusation that Islam is a lie and that Muhammad was a fabricator and a deceiver. It's a shame when people say these kind of things. So what is he? We saw that he remained steadfast upon his principles with firm determination, kind and generous, compassionate, pious, virtuous, with real manhood, hardworking and sincere. This is how he describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On what basis? This is Thomas Carlyle. So many centuries after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Michael Hart, so many centuries after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. On what basis? What did they see from? They did not see Rasulullah. What did they see? They read his history. They read his biography. That biography is a testimonial of his greatness, that he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's also a witness in that regard. You know how interesting is these people are saying such praise about Rasulullah, and they're not Muslims. And sometimes us Muslims, we don't give him his value and his respect. We say Muhammad was just a messenger, يعني just a, like وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, like a postman. He just took the message from Allah and delivered it to the people. خلاص, that's it. That's all of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's not the case, brothers and sisters.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.